Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
All of it sucks, right?
Sure.
It all really, really sucks.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Here we are. That was fun. Fun show today. Shout out to Lars, talking soccer. He's in a good mood today. And at 3 o'clock, in a good mood, Jay and Silent Sod. Let me put myself back in the right channel here. Thank you so much, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Corbelly.
Yeah, got the sponsors.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Hello.
God, Corby's loud.
Sweet spot.
Hello, Hardline.
Hi, Corby.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Corby.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Too much Corby.
Go, Dave.
Always too
Bob.
Much me.
I hear my hometown in the background.
God, you live in BFE, bro.
It's growing.
It is.
Are you this far south?
Money. There is so much construction.
I'm about
out
a
here.
Mile from where you guys are sitting right now.
Are you really?
I'm right next to Mansfield National and like I don't
National
know,
Park,
the lake, basically.
No, ball golf.
Oh, ball golf.
Ball golf.
Did you know that, Bob? That Sean lives right
you
next to Mansfield National,
ball?
Which is
oh yeah.
Like third in the Nationals behind Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
Amongst the Nationals?
Yes. On Troon.
So are you a member?
No, not a member. Not, no. Not
you,
in that tax bracket just yet.
Well, we are live from the Texas Health Mansfield Stadium, where soccer is the topic of the day.
Yeah, today is the open house and a U.S. men's national team watch party.
Oh, they're not playing here?
No, they're not playing here. Although this is where Czechia had their training when they were here.
Probably didn't know that, Mr. Smartass.
We heard they were in Mansfield.
Mr. Smartass.
Yeah, this is where they were.
This would be the place I would go. You don't have to attack me.
By the way.
But one more thing, and we'll talk about it throughout the day. But tomorrow, not tomorrow, Saturday, July 4th, is the very first North Texas SC game here.
Really?
They were playing at Choctaw next to Globe Life Field.
Are they playing France?
No, they are playing St. Louis City.
Okay.
Cape Verde.
Is it a knockout round?
Got to figure this out. Well, happy
what
day.
What a lovely ground.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. Yeah. Happy day today. It's July 1st, the 182nd day of the year in 2026. There are 183 days left in the year. It's Blink-182 day.
Yeah.
And National Postal Workers Day.
Uh-oh.
Everybody go postal.
On this day in 1776, it's the first vote on the Declaration of Independence for Britain's North American colonies.
I lived through that.
In 1847, the first U.S. postage stamps go on sale. 5-cent Franklin's and 10-cent Washington's. That seems kind of pricey for back then.
Yeah, but
it took a lot of effort.
Yeah, somebody had to get on a horse and take it across the country.
Yeah,
it's Biden's
probably
fault.
Worth it. Like whoever was riding the horse got the nickel.
Libs.
Horse.
In 1858, the joint reading of Charles Darwin and Alfred Russel Wallace's papers on evolution rendered audiences awestruck and silent. Evolution, my ass. Mm.
What would it take to render a crowd silent in today's society?
As Darwin is saying, you know, you came from turtles.
You know, what? There was no Adam and Eve.
Big water.
You basically
ocean
came
water.
From monkey.
My stars.
At least we know it wasn't Adam and Steve, line four guy, you know?
In 1859, it was the first college baseball game. Amherst beat Williams. So two colleges that are still around, very highfalutin northeastern schools.
Yes.
What was the score when Amherst beat Williams in the first college baseball game in 1859?
49-46.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have to assume.
Dickety to two.
We have to assume pitching had not quite caught up. It's like spring training, right?
Yeah.
4-stone.
And you had to go. It was 66-32.
Ooh.
Amherst.
There's no run rule?
No.
Yeah.
They didn't come up with that concept.
They didn't have the outfield fence, so the ball just went forever.
They didn't have a lot going on back then. So. No.
Is 66 where you could expect outfielders just to be sitting down in the outfield out of indifference?
Blowing dandelions.
The 1859 version of Bob.
Playing with the cow.
So, yeah.
Would Joe Lecce win the gold glove?
Are there second graders right now in the state of Texas that could have started for that game?
Well, they probably hadn't thought of the concept of the glove even, so.
In 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg began in Pennsylvania as Robert E. Lee's army of Confederates was stopped by the Union forces. Mm. In 1898, Teddy Roosevelt and his Rough Riders charged up San Juan Hill during the U.S.'s successful assault of the city of Santiago.
That means whale's penis.
In 1904, the third Summer Olympic Games opened in St. Louis, the first held in the United States. My latest trip to St. Louis, I saw where all that took place, and it's kind of cool. Right in the middle of Forest Park. In 1934, the first X-ray photo of the entire body taken by Arthur Fuchs of Eastman Kodak Company in Rochester, New York.
It's Fuchs.
It was of Ryan Dunn in the Hot Wheels car.
It's Tobias's.
Yeah.
So everyone knows UK.
You've got a Hot Wheel in your rear end. In 1967, the Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, went to number one in the U.S. and stayed there for 48 years. And in 1984, I remember this being a big thing, the PG-13 rating was introduced by the MPAA.
Yeah, you could say one F-bomb and one boob.
Right.
One?
That was one of the worst Buccaneers teams.
I remember being 15 at the time, or 14 when it happened, 14 at the time, and going, suckers.
You're just ducking on all your classmates.
Uh-huh.
So you can go see Pretty in Pink or whatever.
Right. Can you? No. Sports birthdays, Michael Wacha is 35.
Wacha.
Fozzie Bear's favorite.
Charlie Blackman is 40.
Rocky.
Mm-hmm. White guy.
Nelson Cruz is 46.
Baseball?
Was Charlie Blackman also like Fort Worthian or something?
I want to say he was, and he had a ZZ Top beard.
Yes, he did.
It's Dusty Hill.
Mike Muscala is 35. Muscala.
Can we go back to PG-13 for a moment?
Yeah.
Paul George?
How do we enforce that? Did we just ask the parents?
It's a parental advisory.
Yeah.
I don't think they were.
I don't think they were policing. Like you walked up to the thing and then they were like, hey, we need to see some ID. Cause
just a gang of 11-year-olds could bum rush the show?
We're here to see 16 Candles.
Okay. Just didn't know if there was a 13-year-old ID.
I'm going to need to see your library card.
Do you remember the first PG-13 movie?
That I saw or that existed?
That existed.
I'm going to guess.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I'm correct.
Gremlins.
No.
What year?
I've got it here.
It had to have been 84. 84. Right?
Oh, hell yeah.
I need one hint. Just one hint. Well, yeah. I'm not going to guess it.
August of 84.
That's not a hint.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Think Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Snatch?
Maybe I'm wrong.
That's a Big Ten movie.
I thought it was Red Dawn. Is it not Red Dawn?
Davey is correct.
Hey, guys.
The Wolverines.
Red Dawn was filmed in Colorado.
Wolverines. Yeah, sure it was PG-13 because it was about menstruation.
Yeah, it was. Menstruation.
Sir.
Kent Bazemore is 37. Brett Ritchie is 33.
Boy, remember Monty pushing Kent Bazemore on us? Look.
Oh my God.
Bob, your hall pass is 68.
Who's that, Corby?
Nancy Lieberman.
Okay. You almost cornered her in that elevator in Boston.
I did not corner her. I don't corner.
You know what it means being out of state, don't you?
Holy crap, baby.
Supply.
Holy crap, Nancy.
Holy crap, baby.
Let me show you the triangle offense.
You can post me a
I'm sorry, line four guy. What was I requesting?
You were going to show her the triangle offense.
I studied for years under Phil Jackson. Now, if only I could find a triangle to make sense of this.
Under Tex Winters.
P1 birthdays from Cali. I'd like to wish the love of my life and pain in my ass, Tori, a happy birthday.
Oh.
Drop request anything that's considered ticket classic audio by Ham. Well, Ham's not here.
Ham's not here, so Jay,
Borch
classic
News
audio.
First, or Dylan. Ticket ticker.
And I've got random music coming. So. Rangers, please, we're not getting complacent coming out of the break.
I have a birthday, Corby.
Oh, cramp.
Go ahead, Dave.
I would like to wish a happy birthday to a close personal friend of the Ticket's own, Connor Caldwell.
Aww, oh, Connor.
Not Connor. It's his buddy who I ran into in the wild. He's a huge P1. His name is Reagan. He is a drummer. He has played with Connor Caldwell in bands.
Is it Reagan's birthday or Connor's?
It's Reagan's birthday.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving the Ticket tie-in. He's friends with Connor.
Okay.
He's a big P1, and he makes a mean carajillo at El Molino.
Okay. How about that?
Oh, now I know what this is about. Somebody got his tab comped.
Yep.
I'm just friends of the P1.
Other birthdays, Tate McRae is 23. You talk about someone I just don't get. Like, what, I just don't.
You don't get hot? You,
she the one get? With the big old butt?
Yep.
I like, her music is...
She got
like,
a
ass.
So
who cares
bad.
About the music?
You've always been more of a Hal McRae
Yeah, but
guy.
She is super flexible and
Didn't she date one of the Hughes brothers?
Yeah.
He was great back with the Royals,
Still?
Bob. We know that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's Hal McRae.
Boy, Sadio Mane.
Pam Anderson is 59. Liv Tyler, 49.
Nice.
Missy Elliott, 55. Blondie is 81. Looks nothing like she did in 1979. I just want to let you know that.
Oh, there's some hard years, bro.
David Duke, who I thought was dead, is 76. But I found out today he's not because DJ claimed to have sex with him.
Huh.
Dan Aykroyd is 74, the great Dan Genius. Aykroyd. And speaking of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, now you know we're all old. Alan Ruck is 70.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Is he still living in New Mexico?
Please let my Cameron go.
Oh, sweet Cameron.
What was his girl's name? In
Sloan?
Succession.
Oh, in Succession. I don't remember.
It's a pretty cool story I had there, right?
Yeah. Born on this day, now dead, Andre Brower. Man.
The great.
Forgot Andre Brower was dead. He died young.
You okay, Lando?
No, Andre Brower was awesome.
Bob, are you sitting
Legend.
Down?
Legend.
You going home now?
Yeah, why not?
Bob, are you sitting down?
Yes, I'm sitting down, thank you.
Born on this day, now dead, David Prowse.
Oh, no. They never let him talk, you know? If they would have just let
Former
him...
Ray?
Kids, that is Darth Vader, but not the voice, the body.
But if you watch behind the scenes, he's talking like this.
I'll tell you one thing. I am
your father, Luke.
Princess Leia, I will never let you...
He sounds like Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes.
It's real high-pitched. Sidney Pollack, the great Sidney Pollack, who I believe did Tootsie, died in 2008.
That's not Tootsie. A lightsaber.
Nah, that's not a lightsaber at
this
all.
This is a knife.
And born on this day, or dead on this day, still dead, Victor Willis, a.k.a. the Village People's lead singer.
Oh, Corby.
What you talking about, Willis?
What a tough day
yeah.
for you.
Oh, dead on this day, Charles Goodyear, Four. Michael Landon, the great Marlon Brando, and Donovan,
Three.
I hope you're sitting down, Luther Vandross.
Two, and you're...
He was only 56.
Shut it down!
And gorgeous.
Let's go!
Bye, Saad.
Bye, Lando.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Partnership at Victory Plaza, powered by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.